Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Pate. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Scott steals third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sanderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Pate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Pate moves to second. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson bunts towards the mound. Falcone fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish scores. Pate moves to third. Spear moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns moves to second. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone bunts towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozzilli is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. One out. It's Expos, 2, Mets, 2. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen catches it and throws to second to double up Dawson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jorgensen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sanderson hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0-for-0 in the game. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington is walked intentionally. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Charlie Lee now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Henderson moves to third. Stearns moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Mets. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Flynn moves to third. It's 7-3, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Norman now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to second. Roland Office pinch hits for Bob Pate. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office takes first base on ball 4. Cromarty moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Cromarty scores. Parrish moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, Mets. Jerry White pinch hits for Fred Norman. Ed Glynn now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish scores. Spear moves to second. It's 7-5, Mets. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Roland Office now playing right field. Elias Sosa now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavares. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Chris Spear. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Office moves to second. One out. John Tamargo pinch hits for Elias Sosa. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Office moves to third. David Palmer pinch runs for John Tamargo. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Palmer moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Bernazard now playing shortstop. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cromartie strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parrish for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.